This is Greek tape number 1064/3, the third second year Greek class for October the 7th, 1982, sponsored by the Bible for Today. It's the Baptist Bible Institute and Baptist Bible Seminary, and it's in Gospel of John, translation John chapter 210 through 314, Dana and Manny, pages 77 through 86, paragraphs 89, part 4 through paragraph 93. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite, director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Begin our session tonight with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank Thee again for this time we can study Thy Word through this Greek language. We thank Thee for these pupils and pray, Lord, that this time may be profitably spent in Thy Word and studying Dana and Maddie as it applies these principles of the Greek language to the things of the Scriptures of truth. Take care of our families, bless each one of us, and give us wisdom and guidance as we deal with this important eternal truth. We thank Thee for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's. Are there any questions from last week before going on for this week? Yeah. All right. If not, we'll start right in John 2:10 through 3:14 tonight. 2:10 through 3:14, and we'll try to keep right up there. 2:10. Let's see. Ruth, do you want to start your reading with 2:10, and then we'll just have a couple of verses each, then we'll go on to our other, which speeds it up just to hear on our tape.
Anthropos, proton, column, oinon, tithesi, kai, photon, methus,
Methustosi.
Tote, ton, elasto.
Okay, I think that's the end.
All men, place.
For all men or every man, either right. Once he gets being single, probably, yeah.
Right.
That's the gist of it, but.
First place that were set out, I suppose, the good line.
Mm-hmm.
And.
First
and
place.
They have completely drunk.
Yes, that's 10 is the passive, aorist passive subjunctive, see, of methusko. The aorist passive, after they have all been well drunk or drunk a lot, or maybe even drunk in the sense of debauched, you see. That's the carnal type of feasting, you know, with the riotous living, with the wine that has the sting and the alcoholic content. See, I don't know that you have to conclude that this was one of these orgies, but he's saying everyone normally, that's it. But, or if this was one of these orgies, certainly you wouldn't have to conclude that the wine that Jesus made was going to be this kind that would produce this effect. But I think it's whenever they have all... That's right, theoretical, the hot time, the subjunctive, whenever they might be possibly... all under the influence of this wine, the alcohol.
Then the worst of the crash.
Right, any questions on that? Any? Remember, this time we're going to look for our Dana and Maddie nominative cases and vocatives and genitive.
Each man.
That would be the regular what? Page subject nominative, or IP 69 and AMA. Any predicate nominators in that one? No, that's about the only one, isn't it? There's no other. Any vocatives? No. Any genitives? And if so, what? Let's see, genitives? No, we don't have any genitives, so we're safe to move on. Okay. Bill, go right ahead.
Number 11.
Number 11, yes.
Su tete ricos ton kalon. Going on,
Hells,
Arti, Calpain,
Epoise, yeah.
Se, Tain, Arcane,
Arcane,
Ton, Semeon, Ha, Jesus, and Cana, Taste. Galileos, Kai Pane Rose Tain
Pane Rose
Tain Daxon L2 Kai Happy Stelson
Epistelson
Epistelson Pace Alton Boy Mate Tai L2.
Okay, go right ahead, Bill, on number 11, if you can.
I'm not sure what the...
Just probably Epoes, that first start off of that. From Poyao, to do or to make. Third singular.
On 11.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, you're way up the line. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was starting farther down the verse. Twice.
You.
Teterekas. From Terao, to keep or to guard. This is the perfect tense, that teerekas, the duplication of teereo.
Okay, is it?
In the second person singular, thou hast kept, thou hast kept, you have kept, you know.
The good wine until now.
Mm-hmm. Teereo. Good wine until now.
All or everything
else? The top ten is this.
That's right. That's
and that goes with Tain Arcane Don Simeon.
Okay. This ruler?
This Tain Arcane. Well, it would be ruler, but first, in the sense of first and point of time or the beginning. The Arcane, Arcane, how long is in the beginning was the word.
Okay. Okay.
So this is this beginning, Don Simeon. Simeon is the like a semaphore. Sign.
Signs
or miracles.
This
beginning. Tones and mail of signs or of miracles.
Okay. Jesus in
Epoes, I don't forget that. From Poel.
Oh, okay. Was
from Poel. This is an aorist.
Was
doing, yeah. In other words, it's the aorist because you got the sigmatic aorist and then epoiesa, see, first aorist. So, ha Jesus epoiesa would be what Jesus did. What did he do? The direct object. Tau tain, tain arcain, ton semeon. Jesus did this beginning of miracles, see?
Okay.
If you want to say it that way.
All right.
En kana, tes galileas.
Cana of Galilee.
All right, I noticed Cana up here is Galilee. I thought I'd bring the map. Sea of Galilee's up here. Cana. We went through, I think, Cana and Tiberias and Capernaum and so on. We went across the Sea of Galilee from Tiberias up here to Capernaum in a boat coming to Rizzi. But this is the Galilean ministry up in here. And we're going to see the Gospel of John, I believe, goes into the Perean ministry on the other side of Jordan River. To Perea meaning over across. Remember, we found that out on one of the other. The other side. Transjordan on the other side, east of Jordan. But Cana of Galilee, that's the beginning of miracles. We're going to see some other geographical spots. It's something good. This is about, it's 25 miles, so 25, 50. It's 75 miles. It could be even 80 miles here, you know, north of Jerusalem or in Bethlehem and so on, where he was born, see. But he grew up in Nazareth, see, which is in Galilee. It's good to see some of these towns and so on, different things, the Gadarenes and the swine, and so on. Chorazin, you see, and Bethsaida and Tyre and Sidon and of course, the Beirut, Lebanon, up here farther in Phoenicia. All right, this first, in Cana Galilee, that's where the first miracle. All right, go ahead, Bill.
Okay. And,
Phanerao, to show forth, or to shine forth. Phaneraos, you see. This is the aorist.
He was showing forth?
Well, if it were imperfect in here, right?
Okay.
Yeah, with a sigma.
He
showed forth, that's right. He showed forth the manifested
glory?
The glory of him, that's what should be what?
His glory.
His glory.
Okay, and
Poi mate tai epistelsen from epistel.
Okay,
sigmatic errors.
In him.
Who did?
And see the disciple, his disciples.
His disciples believe in him. Okay, good. All right, now how about some nominatives there? What do we got? Any nominatives? Jesus, right? That would be the what kind of number?
Subject
nominative, all right.
Let's see.
What's next?
Now, what do you want? You just want a nominative?
Yeah, just a nominative for now. I was just going to get the nominatives. And why might they tie would be also nominative, wouldn't it? But it'd be also what? Subject nominative, wouldn't it? Subject nominative. But how about vocatives? Any vocatives? I don't see any vocatives. How about genitives? Any genitives there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through the genitives. Where are they? Both of you can operate on them. Tone semeion,
yeah,
is that the first one?
Sign, right.
Beginning of signs. Is that a genitive possession? Genitive relation? What, say, Ruth? Oh, that would be an accusative, that's right.
Okay,
of signs. The beginning of signs, being in sort of a partitive genitive, a genitive relationship, beginning of signs. It's almost a genitive, partitive genitive. See on page 79, which we'll deal with tonight. Beginning of signs, beginning of them, some of them. See, the beginning of this and some of this and some of that. See, the partitive idea, I believe. Any other genitives?
Galileos.
All right. In Cana of Galilee. Now, what kind of genitive is that? Possession, and a possession of Galilee, Cana of Galilee, or relationship maybe, his location certainly, a place, Cana of genitive, a place on top of page 78. You may finger in the water, of water. It's Cana of Galilee, Cana in Galilee. See, it could be probably a genitive of place, which is adverbial genitive, top bottom of page 77. See, it identifies where Cana is. It's Cana where? Of Galilee, in Galilee. Cana, which is in Galilee. I think that would be probably genitive of place. Okay, which is an adverbial type genitive. Any other genitives there? Let's go there. Well, we just get our feet wet a few here for that. We'll go ahead now and see if I can.
John 1:11.
I made a mistake for the true one.
How to? Kai. Metatuto.
This is.
By Matetai. How to?
Here we go.
John 2:12. Metatuto. Kadebe. Es Capernaum. Autos Kai. He mete. How to? Kai. Hoi adelphoi. How to? Kai. Hoi Matetai. How to? Kai. Eke.
Okay, that'd be Ruth. Now, before we get into Ruth, you asked about the subject. Some man wrote in just today, and Ruth answered the letter by dictation on John 4:2, if we can skip ahead of that. The man asked, how do we know that Jesus baptized not but his disciples? That doesn't mean Jesus baptized his disciples as the object of the verb baptize, or how do we know that the disciples baptized? See, of course, the answer was hoi matetai is the in the what? Nominative, so that'd be the subject of the verb baptized. So that's very simple for us who know the language, but the man wanted to know. He could see the words, but what rule of Greek shows that this has to be it? Very simple, but yet people, they have to know that, see. All right, go right ahead, Ruth. Please, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yes. After this, he went down into Capernaum, he and his mother, and Mary, his brothers.
Okay. All right. So here they go to Capernaum. See, down, apparently it's lower in the sea level from Cana, down to the lower level of the Sea of Galilee, which is a lower elevation. So down in that sense, not to south or anything like that. But after these things, after this, he went down, he descended. Any questions on 12? All right. If not, let's go to 13, Bill.
John 2:13. Kai engus ein to pascha ton iodaion. Kai anebe eis Hierosoloma hoc Jesus.
All right, now there again. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, I'll see.
We'll skip the genitives and the nominatives for now because we're a little behind our reads. We'll keep going.
I'm trying to think what Ingo says.
Near, close by, near, Angus.
Okay. Is that
that's the Passover.
Suffering?
The suffering, but the suffering is there for the Passover, the Paschal lamb,
okay.
The suffering from Pathon, Epaphon. Paschal.
So the Passover,
the Passover, right?
Was, and the Passover was near.
Mm-hmm. What Passover? This tentative of possession. Torn Yudayon. Of the Jews.
Oh, of the Jews, okay.
The Passover of the Jews.
Okay.
No.
All right. And
Anebe from Anabino.
I looked up for.
No, Anabino is the step up for the Goa.
Okay.
Just like Katebe in verse 12, he went down.
Okay, and Jesus, or and John, not Jesus. And Jesus went down.
No, here's Anebe, Ana, which if he went up. See, Katebe went down to Capernaum, but went up.
Okay. Went up into, or to.
Jerusalem. Okay, see there again, just think that distance, went down to Capernaum and all the way up, and that was a 75-80 mile journey. That's a lot, and always up, everywhere we went. We went up here, all the way up here, and back on the same day, then went over here, went all the way up here, and then back on the same day. But every time we came back to Jerusalem, which we stayed for the whole 5 days, and the Mount of Olives, right there in the Mount of Olives, in the hotel, Intercontinental, always mountains, always climbing up and up and up and up. And it's a very, you don't get the geography until you actually be in there as well. You can think of all the time, but you go there and then you know that's always, as always, it's the most elevated place, Mount Zion, above sea level. The lowest place in the whole Palestine is Jericho, and the distance between those is something like 2,500 feet. The lowest, below sea level, Jericho, and then of course the Dead Sea. But the lowest town is Jericho, and then the highest in that area, Jerusalem, you know, that general area. Then Mount of Olives is 250 to 300 feet even higher than Jerusalem's Mount Zion. So that's even the highest. That's why the Lord probably ascended from Mount of Olives. It was the topmost, the highest spot of that area. I mean, there may be other mountains maybe higher, but I mean, at least in that area. All right, go right ahead. Have we finished that? Did we go?
Yes.
All right, he went up to Jerusalem and near the Passover. All right, let's go on to 2:14 then.
John 2:14. Kai Helen ento hero tus poluntas boas kai probata kai peresteras kai tus hermatestas katemenus.
All right, Andrew.
And he found in the temple sellers of cattle and sheep and doves, and the money changers sitting.
Okay, money changers sitting. Found in the temple. See, they shouldn't be in the temple. Their place, according to our guide, and he probably was right, was at the Golden Gate. That's why I called it the Golden Gate, which is in the east of Jerusalem. Mount of Olives is east here, the Eastern Gate. When you get out of bed in the morning, you look out here over this hill going down in Jerusalem, that first gate is called the Golden Gate, and it's all closed up. They closed it all up, I guess, so the Muslims don't want people going in there, but that's where they should have been, selling their animals for sacrifice and changing money. That was all right, but they moved into the temple itself proper. That's why the Lord was angry with them.
Could you make application today about bingo and all the merchandise?
Yeah, you sure can. In the temple area and selling on the Lord's Day many times and so on, and different things. It's merchandising where the sacred things should be thought of only. It cheapens it, doesn't it? All right, any other questions on 14? All right, let's go to John 2:15.
John 2:15. Kai poesas fragelion ek stoinion pantas ek zavalen ek tu hieru ta te probata kai tus boas kai ton kali beston ek ekee tokerma kai tas trapezas.
Okay. Yes, Bonnie, you have a question? Okay, go right ahead. Who's up? Is it Bill? All right, that's verse what? Verse 15, all right?
Is that from Puyo?
Yes, Puyo. Well, let's see, that was 15. Yes, Puyo. Kai Puesas. That's
it's in the future.
No, that's an aorist. See, poesis. Let's see. Oh, excuse me. Poesis is a aorist participle. Having made. See.
Okay. And having made, let's see,
a phrygelion, a whip or a scourge of some sort.
Okay, having made a whip out.
Out of cords or thongs or ropes. Scunio. Ex ebalin. Bombalo is to throw. And ex, he threw out
all
pantas, right?
All of the.
All of the people, see. He threw ek to hieru. What? Ek in the sense of out of. Yeah. Just right out. Part of the.
Out of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Of the sheep.
What is that
tent
in
Let me see. Let's see where I am. Oh, yeah. It's tekai. See, that's a beautiful correlative in Greek. Te and kai. Both this and that. See, we say both this and that. See. Yeah, that's right. So both this and that. See, it's a beautiful correlative in the Greek. Sometimes it's kai, sometimes it's tekai, sometimes te. See? So you remember from the first year Greek. Okay? So he threw out
and,
both ta probata.
Yeah, both the sheep and the.
The cows, I guess, the bovine, the gender, I guess would include the oxen, wouldn't it? Well, they're bovine, are they not?
Okay.
And probably bestowing of the, those that changed the money from one to another.
Okay. And,
had to get into Jewish coins, you had to get into the shekels, see, instead of the Roman coins. Okay,
fold out or?
Yeah, that's from ekheo, to spill out or overturn. Ekheo. It really is a different word than echo, isn't it? It's ekheo, so it's to turn over, see, overturn actually. Kerma. Takerma would be the coin.
Okay. Know the
coin, in other words, coins. All the coin in a singular sense, but it's plural in meaning.
Fingers.
Of the right, and the tables.
Tables.
Well, he overturned anestrepse, he overturned the tables. And spilled over takerma, and he
spilled,
I guess, or drove out, actually. Well, no, that's drove out is ex epale.
Poured out?
I guess you'd say poured out, yes. Ex eche from ex kao, yeah, poured out, I guess, poured out the coin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and. Trapezos.
The tables.
Okay, and the tables.
An estrepse, from strefo. An estrepse. This is the aorist of strefo, to turn. Anna, turn, I guess, upside down, up on its end, upended them.
Again.
Turn again. Or else, on, or turned up, see? Others turn them up so that it'd be the opposite way, maybe. Either again or up. An estrepse. That's aorist. Yes, probably so. Trapezo, trapeze, a table. Don't know quite how, but it must. Trapezo, it sounds like a table, yeah. Trapeze. Hmm.
Is that the end of the
Yes, that's right, overturning. Okay. Any other questions on 15? All right, he made a real, I was going to say a real mess of their selling, their booths, didn't he? Their booths and nicely, neatly arranged tables. He just over-ended them, poured out the money, and overturned the table. With his scourge. Now, he was the Son of God, the mighty, powerful God, the Son, and the Son of God. And he didn't need an army to do this. He did it. Just that holy indignation. He just, with the power of God, just drove them out. Take a real man to do that, wouldn't it?
you imagine these people, what, you know, they'd beat up on them, they'd knock them all apart, you'd think, if they ruin their business and throw out their money on the floor. You know, people lose money. Why, people in our school, they would get beat up for much less than you just take a pencil to somebody else. There's a fight, see? But you see, apparently they just didn't do anything because they recognized that he was God's son. This was God's house, and he was the authority. He was God's son to take charge of his house, see, and not let any of this commercialism going on. Any other comments or thoughts on 15, or the 15? All right, 16, let's try that.
On 216. Kai tois tas peristeras polusin apen arate tauta entelfen me poete ton oikon tu patrosmu oikon emporiu.
All right, 216.
And to the sellers of doves, he said,
from Arata, like from Airo.
Or taking things up out of here.
Well, you see, there's Airo and there's Hairao, see. That's the difference. Now, this would be, this is 16. Airo would be from Airo, see. And Airo, I think, is just take up, see. Hairao is to lift up. Let's get that distinction there, if we can, in our analytical reflection there, from Airo and Hairao. One is a smooth breathing, one is a rough breathing. Airo, I believe, is just to lift up, to take up. See, remember the vine in John 15? It bears not fruit. He lifts it up. Airo, I think it's Airo. Yeah, Airo is on page 9. From Airo, to lift up, to raise, to carry, to bear, to take away, to remove, to destroy, to kill. Airo, to care, to bury. But let's look at Hairao now. That's another one. Hairao. See if we can find that. Yeah, Hairao, above that. See, that one means to take or to choose, Hairao, to choose or to select, a heresis, Hairao. Well, that's very similar, very similar. Hairetizo, to choose with the light. Hairao is to select in the sense of heretic. You see, he's one who selects and makes choices or an option as a sect or faction contention. Heresis, that's where we get the word heresy from, one that chooses the wrong doctrines to believe and not in accordance with somebody's standard. Now, we hope it's the Bible standard, but in the Roman Catholic era, it was the Roman Catholic standard. So, Airo, to take up, to lift up. The other one, just be to choose or to take. They're similar verbs. All right, go ahead, Ruth.
Take up these things into, is that out of here?
Yeah, that's right. Out of, from here, from hence, huh?
Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise.
That's good. Emporium. That's the good we use it today. What is the force of me poiete? That prohibition.
It's strong.
Well, yes. What tense is poiete from poiao? Pardon me? Poiao. So poiete would be what?
The one where you tell people to do things. I can't remember the name of it.
That's right. The present tense. Well, you see, me poiete. Now, it could be imperative. You see, the same form. But when he says me poiete, it's a negative, and probably would be the regular present tense.
You see.
That's right. And it's probably the present, present indicative. It could be the imperative, poiete. It's the same form, no doubt. But you see, with me poiete, whether it's a prohibition in a, well, it probably is, but it probably is an imperative. It's a negative imperative. It's the same form, but try poiete. We'll look it up to see. All right, it is imperative, but what is the tense of the imperative? That's what I was getting at, see. Instead of the mood, see, I was trying to get at the tense of it. Is it epoiese, epoiesa, or is it poiao, epoiete? See, what tense is that? All right, it's both, that's right. See, so it's both imperative. So yes, it is both. But in this case, it'd probably be a negative imperative. But it's present tense, isn't it? Aorist would be epoiesa, or epoiesa, see? What is the force of the prohibition in the present time? Versus the aorist. That's right. They're doing it now, and this is to cease the action already begun. See, me poiete. This were me epoiesa, whatever the imperative would be in the poiesan, probably. That means don't even begin to make my father's house. Here it is, stop making my father's house that you're already doing to start with. So that's very interesting to see that prohibition in the present. Stop doing an action already begun. Nor a prohibition in the aorist. Don't even begin to do an action. All right, any other questions on 16? All right, Bill, 17, please.
John 2:17. Emnestesan de hoi mathetai autu hoti gegramenon estin.
Okay. Right ahead, Bill.
There you go.
And 17.
But his disciples, I don't know that verb there.
Let's see, that's 17?
Yes.
His disciples remembered from Mimnesco. See, Mimnesco, he remembered when Mimnesco.
Okay, yeah, remembered. But his disciples remembered that.
Gramenon from grapho. Gramenon, which would be your perfect passive participle.
We're writing?
That it had been written, see. It has been written, if you want to say it. Or in the past, it had been written. See, gegramenon, to write in the perfect passive participle. And estin, it is having been written, see, which is similar to our it has been written or it had been written, okay. Like a present perfect or a past perfect tense. That's right. A paraphrasing with a verb, ame, in there, estin. That it had been written. Notice, God's word, written word in the Old Testament, is never doubted by the Lord. Never questioned. And I think it was the Masoretic traditional text they had then, similar to what we have right today. And as that would have been written down, he never said, we've got to correct it here, we've got to change it here. All right, what? Go ahead then.
What's the zealous?
Zealous, the zeal or the fire, okay. Just like it looks like.
The zeal.
Oikos.
Not oinos,
but oikos.
Oikos, the house.
The house, huh?
The zeal of the house, of your house.
Kat ephagemen. From phago, from estio is the present. Ephagon is the aorist. Mm. To eat.
Okay.
Kat ephagemen.
The zeal of your house.
Is to eat. So it has eaten. Has eaten me up, or it eaten me down. Kata, we think of eaten down, we think of eat up. Consumed me. See? Eaten me up. All right, any questions further on that one? All right, let's go on then to 2:18.
John 2:18. Und hoi iudaioi kai epon auto ti semeon
Dignuis, Amy, Octitauta, Foyes.
All right. Ruth? The Jews answered and said to him, what sign do you show us that you do these things?
All right. Very good. That's the end of that. Very good. Any other questions on 18? All right. Let's go to 19.
John 2:19. After Christe, Ho Jesus. Kai epen autois, lusate tona on tuton, kai en trisin emerais egero auton.
All right.
Jesus.
Apocrythe ha Jesus, is that where we are, 19?
Yes.
All right.
Jesus said.
Said or answered, up to my to answer.
Answered them?
No, not them, but Kai Apen Autois. It's Apocrite, he answered Kai Apen from Apen. All right, from Lego.
Said,
out to us.
To them.
All right. Luce da from Luo. It's an aorist, sigmatic first
loose.
Aorist. Loose. Breakdown.
That'd be an imperative?
That's right.
Right, okay. Loose. The
Nahos is temple. Kupton Nahos.
Right. Loose this temple.
Mm-hmm.
And in 3 days I will raise it up.
That's right, from Egero.
So that's like the right up.
I raise him up. Okay. That's the future. It's called a liquid Egero. And Egero, you see, is a liquid future. Just Egero. It's just without the sigmas or anything else. It's just the way we make the future tense of Egero. That's that particular kind of verb. The rows and the lambdas are liquids, and so liquid future with just the omega itself. All right, any questions further on 19? All right, let's go to 20.
John 2:20. Apron un hoi iudaioi.
Then the Jews said, 36 years.
Tessaras would be 30, Chris would be 3, Tessaras would be what? It would be 4, 4. So it's 4, so it would be 40, huh?
40 and
6. All right, go ahead. This temple.
Years of the temple was being built, and you will raise it in 3 days. You yourself, is that?
That's right. You yourself in 3 days.
What is that, Tom?
Pardon me?
Raise it,
the temple, going back to Nahos. Yeah. Okay, any further questions or comments on
20? All right, is that to be taken at then the temple you were talking about? Was 48 years or whatever?
48, while it was being built, it took about 46 years to be built, the Brownlee Harris Temple. And you're going to raise it up again in 3 days, you know, after you get it knocked down? Can't build it in 3 days. That was it. So that's not the future, but that's what it took in the past to build. I mean, whether that's accurate or not, I take it that it was. They are saying that, so it's probably about the pretty close, probably. Any other questions or comment on 19? All right, let's go for 8. 20 then?
221.
Or 21.
Akenos.
Did we miss 20? Oh, that was 20, wasn't it? Okay. Akenos.
Akenos dead. Eleget peri to nau to somatos out to John.
Okay. Canos death.
Or
just he, Canos, that one, you see, meaning
okay,
Jesus,
okay,
or which
okay.
He, almost like he, that one.
But that one.
Or you want to say the former, see, the former, Canos. Hutos is the latter, because this one right here, Hutos, the one I just spoke of, that's the latter I just said.
Mm-hmm.
If it was Adam and Eve, the former would be what? If I say Adam and Eve, we're in the garden.
Adam.
The former would be what?
Adam.
The latter? Eve. Now, which would I put? Hutos or Akenos? Adam and Eve. I want to say the latter. Hutos or Akenos?
Akenos.
Akenos? No. You see, the latter. The one I just mentioned would be Hutos. This one right here closest to me, I just mentioned. And the Akenos would be what? Would be the former. The one way back, that one way off there. Remember, Hutos is the one close here, right here. And Akenos is there. So see, Adam and Eve, there would be Adam. That's Akenos, way back there. Eve would be closest. You just mentioned Eve, the one here, Hutos. So Akenos would be technically the latter, the former, because it's a long ways away. But you can say he or that one, and he, but he, elegant. Go ahead.
Okay. Head?
No, elegant, from Lego.
Oh, said.
He was speaking, or he was saying, see, this is elegant, which, of course, is your imperfect, see. Continuous action in the past, elegant. Present root, elegant. He was speaking, or he was saying.
Was saying concerning temple of, or of the temple.
He was speaking of the temple, concerning the temple.
Of what's
of his soma, from soma's body.
Of his body.
Now this is too good to pass on the genitive because we took that tonight. Genitive apposition, page 79. That's what this is, isn't it? Perfect genitive apposition. You see, he spoke of the temple. In fact, it's John 2:24 right in the text, which was his body, the temple, namely his body. See, the temple in apposition with it, which means it's saying the same thing as his body. See? So that's a beautiful one for that. Any other comments or questions on 21? All right, let's go to 22 then.
22. Hote un egerte ek nekron, emnestesan hoi matetai autu, hoti tuto elegan autois, kai epistelsan te grafe, kai to logo ho apen ho Jesus.
All right. Is it really
when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this to them, and they believed in the writing and in the word which Jesus said.
All right. Believe in the writing and the word which Jesus said. Any questions on that? He's saying that's elegant, it'd be imperfect when elegant, he was saying to them. All right, let's say we move on to 23 then, 223.
John 2:23. Poste ein en Hierosolumois, en to Pascha, en te Hierte, poloi epistelsan esta onoma autu.
Is that the end?
No.
One more?
Theoruntes autu tasemea ha epoie.
Okay. 223.
Yeah, okay. Who was in?
Hoste, that's what we're at, 23.
It's not anything to do with
the
temple, is it?
It's about, Hoste is when, see? And when, or but when?
Okay.
Ain and Jerusalem.
When he was in.
Jerusalem.
Of Jerusalem, okay. In the Passover.
All right, in the Passover. That would be in the time of the Passover, at the time of the Passover. This is the time which is the locative of time. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In the.
Hortea's feast.
Okay. In the feast, all. Everyone?
Not all of them, but many.
Oh, okay.
Polos. Polis. Many.
Okay. Many were believing in his name.
No, instead of were believing. See, this is epistelsan, so the sigmatic error should be almost that many believe, see, in his name. Go ahead.
Okay, you believe in his name.
Theoruntes. How to? From theorao. From theory, to see, to behold, to look at, to examine closely.
Okay, seeing him or of him.
Yeah.
The signs.
Mm-hmm. You could say seeing the signs of him, or seeing his signs, or seeing his miracles. Mm-hmm. See? Ha epoie. I mean, ha, neuter, plural, of hos, he, ha.
What?
Which, it's which. You see, the signs, which.
Which he did.
Yeah, plural, going with semea, which he was doing. See, epoie. Here's again, you're imperfect. See,
okay.
Go, and epoie. See, same present root, and continuous action was continued. And theoruntes is what tense? From theorao. Theorao. Theoruntes.
The participle?
Yes, participle.
Mm-hmm.
What tense? Your present tense. Theorao. It's your regular present tense. Theorao, rather. while they continued to behold his miracles, see, they kept on beholding his miracles. Many believe that he kept on looking at them. They kept watching him. See, it's a present continuous action is what I'm getting at. All right, anything else on 23 before we go on to 24? All right, Ruth?
John 2:24. I'll trust that Paul Jesus, who capistoen tauton autois, dia tauton genoskein pantas.
All right.
But Jesus did not trust himself or commit himself to them. Because he knew all
things, Pantas.
What is mm-hmm. the name of the apostle?
Dia to auton. On account of this very thing, see, I suppose you'd say, on account of, because of this, auton is the same.
Accusative.
The accusative, right? It's genoskein. Here it is. You remember the accusative must be the subject of the so-called infinitive. Not exactly the subject. You're never supposed to be the subject, but to us it is a subject. So, because dia tauton is to know, genoskein, all things. So because, see, and really it's because he knew all things. See. Infinitive, it has to have that as the so-called subject. Although technically the grammarians say it doesn't the subject of it, but as far as I'm concerned, it makes the same thing. Just the same as the autos and genoske. But here's ta auton, genoske, in the infinitive, with the accusative. Because he knew all things. That's about the same thing. Any other questions on 24? All right, Bill, 25, please.
25. Genetis materese peritu anthropu autos gar genosce ti ein ento anthropo.
All right, Bill.
In order that...
Or because... See, Hati's got so many meanings. That or because or... All right. Ukrayan echen.
He cared not.
Well, echen... Achan, he did not have a chleon, which would be need. He didn't have any need. He had no need.
Okay.
In this, what did I say? This means anyone.
Anyone.
Martorese, aorist subjunctive of martoreo.
Witness?
Anyone should witness, or anyone might should testify. Witness.
Testify concerning.
Anthropu.
Yeah, the man. Concerning.
Man or mankind or men in general. It is a singular, but it's probably collective.
Okay.
Karautos. Kartoskor.
Or he.
That's right. See, now here it is, autos genoske. Up there it was ton auton genoske. See, Ruth? Same, similar thing. A little different construction, but similar. All right? He, or autos, the same. Kar genoske, Bill, from genosko.
Are you saying the same? Imperfect again?
The imperfect, because he
was,
plus the present root. He was knowing. Continue to know.
What was in man, or mankind.
See, man, here's the anthropo, they're probably generic. In man, all kinds of men, you know, men and women, probably is a generic term. Men and women combined in mankind. What in him allowed him to know what was in man? He was God, right? What is that attribute called? Omniscience, all right? So he knew what was in man. All right.
Question.
Yes. He didn't commit himself. Now notice that word episteuen. He did not have faith in himself. As we're in it. He did not commit himself to them. That's a good definition of faith. Just lean upon, throw himself to them, upon them. See, just let himself go to them. Just give himself to them. That's what faith is, isn't it? Giving ourselves, our belief, our all to whatever it is we're supposed to have faith in or believe. It's an unusual usage, isn't it, of pistoa? Yeah.
And I was just going to say, what do you think the meaning of that is? He did not commit himself because he knew all men.
Mm-hmm. He didn't disclose, didn't talk too much. He didn't cast, I think, pearls before swine. I think that's what it was. And many times I feel the same way. I know what was in man. You don't commit yourself. As a pastor of a church, you get this very early in your pastoral experience. You go to your first church and you talk and talk and talk with all different ones and so on. And some of the very ones you talk with the most become the greatest of enemies. And the more you say to them in private, the more they use against you when there's a church war. See? So you pretty soon you get the idea, well, maybe it's not so wise to say too much to too many. You've got to keep yourself sort of quiet because it can be turned and used against you. It's like the pearls before the swine. They will take it and rend you. They'll turn and rend you with the very pearls you give them. They'll take and rip you apart. I think that was it. And I've often got the same feeling, see. You have to, with some people especially, you just don't gush and tell all and all that's on your heart and your mind. It's a waste of time. And furthermore, they will just despise you anyway. After he knew what was in man, that is the sinfulness of man, the wickedness. So he didn't tell them all that was going on. See, I think that was the basic thing. Do you have any other thoughts on that?
No.
Yeah, I think that's... That's why the loneliness of command, that's what it is. I mean, if you think of a pastoral ministry as a command, it's not exactly the same as a military command. But there is in the military definitely the loneliness of command. You, if you're the skipper of that ship, even though you have an executive officer, and you certainly tell him more than you tell the other officers, but you can't say anything to the list of men, but you have to know what you're doing, and it's a lonely thing because you just can't talk and discuss, otherwise you break down all authority and all up and down as far as the military. And similar to the pastoral ministry, there are some things you do discuss and tell, but other things you just sort of keep to yourself because it just isn't wise. If you telegraph to your people that you have a plan to do this or that and so on, that whole thing will get out. This is what the pastor wants done tomorrow. He's a crazy man. He thinks this week, well, we can't do that. And why they build up so much head of steam against that you'll never get it done in a million years. See, so it's best just not to sometimes talk about your dreams. See, you have a lot of dreams, but you just don't commit them to people. They think, well, what is this guy thinking about? So that's, I think, what the Lord had in mind. As I say, the longer you live, the better advice almost becomes. Am I alone in feeling this, or do you sometimes? Huh? Do people really? A lot of people really care what you and I think, and well, do they really want to hear it? You know, sometimes they say, "How are you?" Well, if you told them, they they'd drop over dead. Okay, now we're ready for is it 3? Chapter 3, verse 1. That's great. Chapter 3.
John chapter 3. John 3:1. Ein de anthropos ekton pharisaion nekodemos.
Okay, I forget which one it was. Okay, be not afraid.
But a man of the Pharisees, Nicodemus, named Nicodemus.
All right, Nicodemus, name to him. Good.
Leader of the Jews.
A leader or ruler of the Jews. Okay, any questions further on 3:1?
Yes, that when they say like a ruler or leader of the Jews.
Uh-huh.
I've heard it said that he was probably like a leading rabbi at that time, or
maybe
possible. I mean, he was definitely one that, as Jesus says, was something a master of, or something.
Yes, a master teacher.
Master of Israel.
That's
so
right.
In other words, he definitely had a
ruler of the Jews, and he was definitely in the Sanhedrin. See, one of the 70 or however many they had in the Sanhedrin, roughly 70. And running that ruling party, I would think so, definitely, being a Pharisee and so on. So a ruler from that standpoint. The Sanhedrin was the ruling body, like we would have the Senate or the House of Representatives. And so in that sense, he was ruling. Now, maybe he had an executive title above that. And he was of the ecclesiola, in the ecclesiola. I mean, a little church within the big church. You know, a little group like Peter, James, and John were the inner circle of the 12. The 12 were already up there, and then the other three It could be also, but I'm not sure exactly what title that may be. I'm not certain what the Sanhedrin's officers were, but he may have been an officer of the Sanhedrin. But at any event, he was a member of the Sanhedrin, which was a ruling body, and so he was a ruler of the Jews in that way. Anything else on 3:1? All right, let's go to 3:2.
John 3:2. Kutos elta proston Jesun nyktos, kai epin auto rabbi oidemen hati apo theou elelufas didaskos, budes gar tauta tasemea dunatai poein hasu poes, ean me e hotheos metautu.
All right, I noticed. He came to him nyktos. By night. There was another adverb, or rather time reference here. I meant to comment on that as we're going through, and I did not. It was a locative of time. I did comment on it, but where is that? Can you find that for me quickly? Was it the days in building, verse 23? What is that?
That's the
time of the feast. Oh, and the time. Oh, and the time of the feast. Okay. Now, what I want us to look at is, again, the genitives versus the others of time, the type and quality of time. Let's see if we can find that here. Because it's, page 73, is it?
77.
Okay, and I'm thinking 73 here, where it says, the accusative limits as to the extent of time. He worked through a portion or throughout the day, while tes hemeras means he worked in daytime. The genitive is a range of reference. Now, there's another one, particular kind of time. Now, what was it, Ruth? The other gender of time is... Yes, the one we're going to get tonight. Now, the locative is it's the distinction of time, this time rather than the other kind. The locative is point of time. The accusative is duration of time. So those three things, and I think we have the locative here, but nyktos is nighttime. It's the within the night. It's the night type of time. Adverbial genitive almost on 77, paragraph 4. See it? Limit of time. Nyktos does not mean at night, point of time. Or during the night, that's limit of time. But action within the night, kind of time, nighttime action. So nighttime action rather than at night. But it's a nighttime of visit. So nyktos would be from nyktos. Those are the three different types. These are fine lines, but sometimes in exegesis, as you go into a passage, this will help. All right, go ahead, Bill. Translate now that we've steered you off.
To Jesus.
At night time or by night time, all right, in the night.
And I said to him, Rabbi, we know that
you are understood
from God.
You are a didaskalos, probably, from God, eleleuthos.
A great teacher?
A teacher, that you are a teacher, understood, eleleuthos, from erchomai. This is your perfect participle, aorist, having come from God. So you're a teacher, having come from God. Second perfect active indicative from erchomai, all right?
No one.
For God?
No
one, that's right.
No one.
Dunatai poein. Dunatai is able poein.
Is able to do.
To do. Tauta tasemea.
These signs.
These signs or these miracles. Ha. Going back to the semea. Which, plural?
Which,
accusative?
You do. Or which,
neuter. Which thou doest, which you do.
Okay.
Which you are doing.
If
and may would be if not or unless or except not, either one, if not or unless or except
God
a met out to a from Amy, and this is a subjunctive third person singular after hotheos.
Was with him?
That was, but in the present, unless yes, except yes. God might be with, might be.
Might see, be, okay.
With him. Might, with, might be with him. Unless God is with him, unless God might be with him, except God be with him. Okay? And that would be good. Except God be with him, see? Because that's the subjunctive even in English, isn't it? Isn't that how the King James renders? Except God be with him, Bill? King James? 3:1 or 3:2? Except God be with him? 3:2. Okay, that's good. I wonder what the NIV, New International Version, New American Standard is. Probably, except God is with him. Huh? Subjunctive in English is almost becoming as an extinct endangered species. In fact, probably like a brontosaurus or something, isn't it? It isn't used very much.
Yes, but I'm pretty clear there. You know, that's subjunctive to me.
As far as the God be, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, as far as when you use the word be, see.
I mean, in English, it doesn't seem.
Well, I don't know, because that's because we don't understand what the subjunctive is. See, except God is with him. Don't ever say except God be with him. See, that's the subjunctive mood in English, which is a little different ball of wax. See? Well, same stuff. You don't understand anything? Oh, yeah. Except God might be with you. See, what you mean is that God might be. See, that God be with him. May he be. See, may he be with
you.
In other words, we usually say is a subjunctive. See, you never use be much, except the subjunctive. See, whatever. The verb to be, whenever you say, may God be with you, may he be, that's always subjunctive. Whenever you use may be. Yeah, well, even if God be with you, even without the may, God be with you, it means may he be with you in a subjunctive sense, hoping, see. Whenever you use the word be, Bill, and anything like that, except God be with him, except he be here. If he were here, see, were is a subjunctive. Instead of if he was here, that's indicative. But subjunctive is if he were. You see, in other words, maybe you didn't even teach that, Bill, and maybe in English classes, because it's gone out of style, the whole subjunctive in English. But it's preserved there. It's really, it's got a very fine distinction, see, between indicative and subjunctive. The contrary to fact, for instance, if I were you, I would not do that. If I were you, see. But I'm not you. That's subjunctive, see. But if I was you, I was, but I'm not. See, that's indicative. You don't say that. If the if clause, you're supposed to say, if I was you, but they say if I was you all the time, instead of if I were you. But you should say, if I were you. That's subjunctive, see. If I was. In Spanish, you get this too, and then, of course, French and all these others, you get these subjunctives, and you kind of get the feel of it and review the English. But anyway, this is, except God be with him. It's very good. Except God is with him, if you want to put it in the indicative. All right, any other questions on two? Okay, let's try with three.
John 3:3. Απεκρίτε ο Ιησούς και είπεν αυτό, αμήν αμήν, λέγος τώρα, εάν με τες γενετέ άνωθεν, ου δυνατά ειδέ τεν βασιλέαν του Θεού. John 3.
Okay.
Jesus answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone should not be born again,
all right, or accept, or unless, if not,
he is
would
not
be
able to see the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. He's not able to see it ain't heirs to the kingdom of God. Okay, genethe, here is a subjunctive, isn't it? Genethe from genao, double noon on that. See, double noon. It's birth. It's not just come into existence like genetai. It's genethe, anothen, all over again. Or anothen from above, if you want to say that, ano from above, or ana again. Both are implied in ana. Any other questions on 3:3? The new birth is a must, isn't it? All right, 3:4.
3:4. Lege prosauton ha nekodimos. Hos dunatai anthropos genethenai geron on. Me dunatai estin koileon des me prosautu. Deltadon.
Okay, Bill.
Nicodemus says to him,
mm-hmm. Post, how?
How, okay. Mm-hmm. How Are you able?
No, is able. How is able? Sudunamai is to be able. Sudunatai, how is an anthropos to be able? How is a man
able
genethenai? Infinitive, right? Aorist, passive infinitive.
To be born.
To be born. See, it's not to bear himself, but to be born. See, aorist, passive infinitive, all right? Thena, all right, go ahead.
To be born.
All right, Geron, of course, is like Geritol, old man, old people, age. Own was what? From Amy. What is own? Participle. Remember the participle? Own, ontas, onti, onta. Right. Being Geron.
Being old.
Being old, right? Being old, the person, old man. How is he able to be born being old? You know, when he's old, if he's old. All right, continue.
Okay.
Medunatai.
Not able.
He is not able.
Not able.
Certainly. Ace Elthane, you see that infinitive that goes, see, to be able is an impersonal expression that always is followed by an infinitive in Greek. He is not able, just like in English, he is not able to do this. He is not able to do this. So the same way here. Certainly, he's not able, Ace Elthane. All right, go ahead. You want to take it that way? That's right. It's not able.
Okay.
But you get the main verb is ace elthanes in the next line. Not able, ace elthanes.
Okay, that's what
ace.
Okay.
All right.
He's not able to. All right, he's not able. Quoi
Leon? His womb.
Womb. Okay. So able to enter or go in.
Go into
the womb of his mother's womb.
Deuteron.
A
second time.
Second.
Try.
And
Athena.
To be born,
see? And then they're not, right? Here it is, aorist passive infinitive. Is able to enter and able to be born. See, to be born. That's the pet. What answer is expected in a question that begins with may, if we remember from last year? The answer is no, that's right. May. If it were ooh, what was the answer expected?
Yes.
Yes, all right. So, it's certainly not true, is it? It's impossible, isn't it? Certainly. It can't be true, can it? No. That it's able to enter in a second time and be born, the second time in his mother's womb and be born. Impossible. The answer is absolutely no. That's what is in his mind when he asks the question. The answer may not be no, but at least that's what he's thinking in his mind. May indicates in the speaker's mind he expects an answer no, whether it's right or whether it's wrong. He expects it. That's all may or ooh says from the speaker's standpoint. All right.
And weren't the Jews supposed to be very knowledgeable about the word? I know they studied
yes.
a lot. And him being a Pharisee and then seeing to be knowledgeable about the Old Testament, and yet his ignorance of spiritual rebirth, maybe not the term born again, using the Old Testament, but yet still the.
He was lacking, wasn't it?
Right.
Yes, he was.
Overlooked it. I mean,
that's what Jesus says, doesn't he? You're a master, you don't know these things, see? Newberg. Any other comments on that? Was what? Four, huh? All right, let's go to five.
John 3:5. Apeklete hoietus. Amen, amen, lego soi. Ean metis genethe ex furitos kai pneumatos. U dunatai eselthein eisein basileon.
Okay, is that the end?
John.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, that one should not be born out of water and spirit."
Or should not be born, or if he was not born, that means except he was not born, or except the divine, or unless anybody be born out of the water and out of spirit. Okay, go ahead. Alright, he's not able to enter into the kingdom of God. Any questions on five? The answer to what that means, of course, out of water and out of spirit, born of water and of spirit, spirit and water and spirit. They've had all sorts of interpretations of the water, of course, being baptism and sprinkling and various things, and certainly born of the Spirit. But born of water, many feel one of the 32 meanings, the 34 in that microprinting of the Oxford English Dictionary I have up on my shelf on two volumes. One of the meanings is the bag of water that births at natural birth. And in order to be born again, you must be born naturally of water.
That
brings
the flesh.
That's the flesh. And then of the Spirit, which has the Spirit's birth. In other words, you can't be an angel to be born again. Because you're never born of water, never born of a woman that was with the bag of water breaking and having physical birth. I like that. I really do. It takes away the water baptism. It takes away a lot of things. It's one of the meanings of water in the English dictionary. See, which is, that's why I saw that in Dallas Seminary. I just looked up water. Looked up 34 or 32 meanings in that, which was a 12-volume set. And I've got two because of microprinted with a magnifying glass to read it. But four pages in one. But that's one of the meanings. Be that as it may, that to me solves a lot of questions because it continues on with the same thought. Any other comments or questions on that? Was what, three was it, or four? That was five. Okay, let's go to six then.
3:6. So, gegenimenon ectes sakos saks esti. Kai, to gegenimenon ectu pneumatos pneuma esti. John.
Okay, right ahead, Bill.
From one beginning?
It's the perfect passive participle. One having been born, see? Yanao, see double noon in there? Having. Pardon me? Oh, ta. It's the one, see? It's he who has. And it's sort of a neuter idea, see? It means anyone, ta, that which has been born of this. It's in the neuter sense. Not he who, but we translate he who, but really technically it's that which, in a neuter sense, has been born of the flesh is flesh. And that which has been, is a neuter idea in the Greek. But we would say, he who has been born of this is this. He who has been, but they say, that which is born. Male or female is not involved in it. Okay, that's why the talk first. It's just a neuter idea. All right, go ahead.
That which is born out of the flesh is flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And
out of the flesh or from the flesh, okay.
And that which is born out of the spirit is spirit.
Okay, you can never change them. Not mixed up, rather. All right, any other question on that? All right, let's put it 7.
3:7. Many tamates, hati epon stoi, de himas, genethenai, anothen.
Okay. Okay, now here's the humas again, Ruth. Why humas? It's accusative, though. Humas is plural, isn't it? He's talking to Nicodemus, and he's saying, Methamaset, I say to thee, soi, but then it's the humas, singular or plural. Plural, isn't it? Ye. Why is the humas not humas, which would be the nominative? Why the accusative? It's the same question. It's the object. Why is it in the object? Remember, that's the same question we asked before. Why the accusative for the auton? Infinitive, right. And whenever you have an infinitive in Greek, it seems to take an accusative for its subject, even though the grammarian said it's not really the subject. Well, I don't care what they say. It's a subject to me. You must be, you know, you must be under compulsion. Day, I mean, it is necessary, really. Really, day is third person singular of deo, and it means it is necessary, it is a need for you to be born again. That's what they means. See, when it says you must, that means it is necessary that you be born again. And the you must is in the accusative because it's the so-called object, subject rather, of that infinitive again. Anything. Any question on that? Probably. All right. No questions further now. Me tamase saha. There is a prohibition. What is that tense of the thamases? There's a prohibition. Is it what tense? Thamases. And verb. verse 7. Aorist or present? Tamazo is the verb. Tamases. No, you think it may be, but tamazo could be tamazo, present be tamazes. See? Tamazes, but it's tamazes. See, the zeta, the root form has changed. Whenever the root changes, you can't have present, because present preserves the root. But when you change the root, then you look for aorist. So this is aorist. So what is the force of the prohibition of the aorist? All right, don't even begin wondering. Don't start now. They haven't been wondering. He hasn't been wondering, but don't. That's right. Okay. He must be moving. I marvel not. Don't even begin. All right, any other questions on 7? Let's go to 8.
John 3:8. Toknama hapu thele phne. Kaitain phonein autu hakuis. Auk oidas pothen erketai. Kai pu hupage. Putos esti pas ha gegenimenos.
Okay.
3:8. The spirit.
All right.
Who?
Where? Hopefully it was where.
Spirit.
Nay.
Where? Wishes.
Where wishes? Okay. Where wants to? Nay.
Wishes. Did you say?
Pathele, which is the pnei from pneo, which means to blow.
Oh, okay.
And the panama could be spirit or could be wind. See, either one. The spirit or the wind. Go ahead.
Spirit, where?
It wants to.
It wants to blow.
Blows, all right.
And the voice?
The voice.
The voice, his voice, hears.
Now, who hears? Acues. Thou hearest, the singular, it's you're talking to the Nicodemus. Thou hearest, you hear the sound of it, or its sound.
Right, but not.
Oidas.
Hear. Not.
From Ginosko. You do not know.
Okay.
Oida, rather.
No.
Prophen. From where, or whence, from where, Erketai?
Comes.
It comes.
And where?
Upagi. It goes away. Where it goes. See, Upagi is proceeds down the road.
Okay.
Kutos. Thus or so.
Thus is. All.
Pass all or everyone.
Or
again, menos.
Or.
There's another perfect passive participle. Who have been born.
Okay.
See? Genemo, genao, from the double noon.
Okay. Have been born out of the Spirit.
Out or from the Spirit, okay. That's, that takes care of that. All right. Any questions on 8 or comment? All right, go to 9 then, please.
John 3:9. Nicodemus, kai efen auto, post dunatai tauta genestai.
All right. How are these things able to be? How is it possible? There again, why is tauta? What part of speech, what the case is tauta here? That's right, the subject to the infinitive, quote unquote. But it could be a nominative. But you see, we know from the context it's accusative, isn't it? Tauta and tauta, the same form. Now, technically, how is it able, or, in other words, how are these things able to be, see? Meaning how, but the tauta is, how is it possible, how is it able these things to be, or for these things to be? It's accusative and subject, so-called, of the infinitive. How is it, is it able to be? And the tauta is plural, why is it dunatai and not dunantai? Because of the simple Greek rule,
right,
namely?
A neuter plural takes a singular
for that's good. For neuter plural, it takes a singular verb. You remember that from first degree. That's excellent.
We've gone over some things.
Good, that's good. Understand, talk that these things is instead of these things are. See, that's just the way it is. You forget this one of those rules. All right. All right, we got a lot of idiosyncrasies in that one, didn't we? All right, let's go on if there's any, no other questions. Did we finish that one? It's a 10, is it?
John 3:10. After Clitha, how Jesus, Kaipen, auto, Steve, how the Daskolos, to Israel, Kaitota, who Genoskis, John 3.
Okay.
Jesus answered and said,
who is? No, it's a, you, thou art. A from Amy, A. And what's the next one? A. H. S. D. A is the second person singular. So okay. Thou, even thou art, from the Daskalos?
Teacher.
Here, how the Daskalos is a nominative what? Subjective nominative. See, this is the nominative subject. Thou art for the Daskalos. Just like you, it is I. Ruth keeps answering when I say, whose turn is it? She can't. It is I. It's a subjective nominative. All right? Or predicate out of it.
So you...
Thou art, how did that call the teacher of Israel? How did that call the teacher of Israel? In other words, he's one of the best and one of the biggest, all right?
And these things you know not.
You know not, thou dost not know? All right, any questions on 10? All right, 11. Oh, did I not do something here? I must have...
John 3:11.
Oh, here we are. Okay.
Amen, amen, lego soy. Hati ha oidamen, la lumen, kai ha teorakamen, martorumen, kai te martorian, timon, ulam banate.
Okay, is that it? Is that the end of the course? I get to it, yeah. All right.
Actually, I say to you that I say you, this is
perfect. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. I don't know where we'll be, because we say that which. See?
No,
well, maybe you're all right. Maybe you're all right. I quote, yeah. Maybe so. Huh? If which will be how will be that which. Yeah, we speak that which. Yeah.
Right. And,
that's why I say almost we speak that which. Huh, the, huh. Or just huh can be that which on its own. All right. Quote. We speak or we stay. We're talking about that which we know. We see or we witness or witness to that which
we have seen
from Helraka, from perfect.
And you do not receive our witness.
You are not receiving our witness. Not receive our witness. Okay? Any questions on that? All right. 12. 3:12.
John 3:12. Eta epigia epon fumi kai upetzewate. Post on epon fumi ta epurania.
All right.
What is the...
That epigea?
Yeah.
The epigea is earth, and epi is upon it. The things of earth, upon earth. Apon, you mean.
The things upon earth.
Earthly things, the things upon this earth.
Earthly things. Instead...
They... said,
okay.
Or I've said, really I've said, I ate one, could be either, but in this case I had said,
okay.
You mean, and there again, you mean, it's the plural instead of the single, isn't it, to you, but it's plural, ye, the, you know, ye, but it's you, plural.
And what do you do with the a, though?
If, indeed, see, that's the contrary,
right.
The right, a plus the, it's a contrary to fact condition, I believe it's the third class condition,
okay.
We'll get into later on that, all right, right?
Not, not believe.
And ye did not believe, or you do not believe. Pistewata, you are not believing. If I told to you things upon earth, and you are not believing. Post how?
On? How? Even or if?
If.
If I said.
Or if I might say. See, here's your subjunctive. How, what if I might possibly,
oh,
April
yeah,
say,
yeah.
Or tell you, epurania. Epiges upon earth, epi uranos upon the heavens. Heavenly.
Oh, heavens.
Would you believe? That's right. Would you believe Pistel said that? Will you believe Pistel said that? This must be the future. Pistel said that, is it not? Future. Will you believe? Let's see. That would be verse 12, wouldn't it? Verse 12. Pistel said that. This is Pistel, isn't it? Let me see. Am I reading it wrong? Pistel. Okay, this is the future. What's gotten hard, I think, have the Pistel at that. Are you believing? But this is, will you believe, Steve? The text for something. All right, any other question on 12?
What is the significance of giving A for Atah and then Aon for Aon?
Well, I see, because the one is the first, third class condition that was contrary to fact. Almost, it is true. If I spoke to you, and I did speak to you things upon the earth, and you don't believe, how if I might in the future, Aon is a more doubtful type of class. And so it's the definitely positive in the A with the indicative, but Aon with the subjunctive is a little bit. That's right, see. So the other. And these different classes of condition are mixed all in the one. Any other questions on that one? All right, let's go to the next verse.
John 3:13. Kai udes anabebeken eston uranon. Eme ha ek tu uranu katabas. Ha huyos tu antropu ha on en to urano.
Is that it? Okay.
No one.
If not, or unless, or except, amen.
The one coming down from heaven, who came down from heaven?
Mm-hmm.
The Son of Man.
Katabas, having come down from, in other words, that's the parts of it, wasn't the heir's parts of it, okay?
Son of Man, the one being in heaven.
Okay, the one who is in heaven, all right. Now that little phrase, the one in heaven, see, is taken out to the west, south, north type text. They don't want to believe the in the what? Attribute of Christ. Omnipresent, that's right. See, it was right now in heaven, although he's here on earth, see? And they just didn't want to get that through their noggin, so they just took that out, and Aleph and B, see? These texts of the heritage, they just took it right out. And so West Coast North people take it right out, too. And you probably find the NIV taking it out, and the NASB taking it out. In fact, I'm almost willing to go ahead and go over there and grab that. Maybe, Bill, you can get that. Get the NIV. Second shelf from the top, dead center. NIV and NASB. That's good right there, right there. That's good. Now, NIV is a little bit to the left. That's good right in there. Okay. Look it up for us, would you please, Bill? Is it your turn next to translate? Okay, why don't you give it to Ruth? Maybe she can look it up for us. John 3:13, Ruth, if you wouldn't mind, please. All right, ready?
Yeah.
John 3:14. Kai kapos moistes, hypsose, on offen ente eremo, kutos.
Okay.
And a good.
Kakathos, just as.
Okay.
It's not Agathos, but Kakathos, just like or just as Moses.
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 Oh. And just like Moses.
Hypsoseth from Hypsao. Lifted up.
Lifted up the. I assume that serpent.
Serpent is right.
In the.
Hypsaoness.
All right.
Thus or so, hutos.
Lifted up.
So thing must be lifted up.
Must be lifted up.
No. Here is an infinitive. So thing I. It's an aorist passive infinitive, and the day is the impersonal. It is necessary to be lifted up. See, tonweon the sun. Of man. So must the Son of Man be lifted up. In other words, that accusative huon becomes the subject of the verb because you have infinite. Ruth, did you find anything out there in that?
I need to perhaps the one being seven, although this one, the new international version, has its own footnote.
What does it say in the footnote?
It says, some manuscripts have made it so we didn't have
them. Yeah, right. So that's it. I just thought that was both of you. Right. Very good. Well, we've accomplished our reading in the time that we normally close, but we're 10 minutes late in starting, so we'll have 10 more minutes. We'll try the end of it. How's that? Well, it's been good. I think it's good. Now, you notice we didn't get too far in our cloudland assignment of checking all the genitives, et cetera, et cetera. But that's all right. I think the main thing is if we translate and see some of these things and move along, we'll get these things as we move along later. All right, we're in Dana Manny, and tonight we have, let's see, what, pages 77 to 86, right? I started page 77. Very briefly, we just sort of hit the high spots. We're in the adverbial genitive. What is an adverb? Modifies what in English? You know?
Verb.
Verb, right? Like, she walked slowly. She walked rapidly. What else can an adverb modify in English? Now, that would be an adjective. See, the pretty girl, the big man. But adverb also can modify a verb, an adverb, or an adjective. You say the pretty lady, but if she's a very pretty lady, very is your adverb describing even more. And it can modify another adverb. Slowly. She walks slowly down the house to much more. Very slowly. See? And very is so, you know, this is technicalities, but adverbial genitives, we talked about nighttime action is the genitive, it's the type of action, the kind of action, the genitive of time. Is different from the point of time, which is locative. The duration of time, accusative, but it's this rather than some other time. For instance, this one came to him in the night. Hutos eilthen prosauton nuktos. This is what we had, John 3:2. Nighttime, in the night. Genitive of time is an adverbial time. It came to him when, see? And adverbs usually answer the questions, don't they? When or why or how, these types of questions. All right, then the genitive of place. Top of page 78, that he might dip the tip of his finger in water, in a bapsis. Here's notice dip is bapse, to baptize. Probably a good Baptist know that means to immerse, don't we? To akron, acrophobia, the tip, the highest part, to dactylu, a dactylic meter, a dactylos. You know what that is? The finger. And a dactylos is a long, short, because the finger's got a long bone, a short bone, a short bone. You know that? So that's dactylic hexameter, you know, ambic and dactylic. And so. Anyhow, how do we get off on that? The finger out to hudatos. In water, of water. He may dip it of water, but it really means in water as to the location of place, see, because that's just one of the uses. But it's used in the genitive of a place. Then the genitive of reference is kuros pisteos, strong with reference to the matter of faith. Faithfully strong, he says. A heart evil with reference to unbelief. It's the cardia ponera apistias. Apistias. With reference to. Heart of unbelief, but with genitive reference. Any questions on that one there? All right, then the genitive with nouns of action. Now this probably is one of the most significant. The subjective genitive versus the objective genitive. With nouns of action. In the subjective genitive, the noun in the genitive produces the action. In the objective genitive, the noun in the genitive receives the action. Now the preaching, to kerygma Jesu Christou, the preaching of Jesus Christ, is Jesus is doing the preaching. But that could be interpreted as a objective genitive just as well, the preaching about Jesus Christ, where he would be receiving the action, you see, concerning Christ, or the preaching of Christ, meaning Jesus is preaching. You get the difference now? Subjective genitive, Jesus is preaching. The preaching of Jesus. Jesus was preaching. But the objective genitive, preaching of Christ, meaning preaching about Christ. He's receiving the action and receiving. So this is a lot of these things. The faith of Christ. Was that Christ's faith? Well, obviously it's faith in Christ, see? But it's in the genitive. And we have translated in the King James Version, of Christ, usually. But if we know that there's an objective genitive, it means faith of Christ, meaning not Christ's faith, but faith in Christ. We translate in just as well as of. Faith of the Son of God, right. Who loved us and gave us up for. That's right. Live of the Son of God. Now, is that, well, now some interpret that, the Son of God's faith, you know, but I think it's faith of in the Son of God who loved me and gave me so forth. That's what I think it is. But you see, you could a lot of them turn around and say the Son of God has faith in us. Well, see, you can twist any of these subjective and objective genitives, but this is very important in exegesis. A lot of passages will revolve as to how you handle this. You can see this now that I'm preaching up right now, the objective genitive. The genitive receives the action, for instance, with the blasphemy of the Spirit. Now, the Spirit never blasphemes, so it could not be ever. This the Spirit's blasphemy of someone else, meaning the subject genitive, and the blasphemy of, meaning with the Holy Spirit being the recipient of that blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. You follow me? That's the objective genitive. All right, any questions on that? We've seen a genitive apposition, use number 6 here, page 79 of Ananias and Matty. He spoke concerning the temple of his body, John 2:21, exactly what we had. Elegen, periton naon, to somatos autu. The temple, which is his body. It's almost as if John, a carpenter, fell over. John and carpenter are in apposition. And a positive is something that means the same thing and describes it in a different way. So that's what that is. And the partitive genitive, a part of something, I will give you as much as half of my kingdom, doso soi haos hemisus tes basileasmo, half of, a part of, from. It's the idea of separation, as a genitive is a separation type idea, and it's half of that, which you can see there. Then the genitive absolute. Now, we don't understand that quite as well as others. We took this up a little bit last year, but it's probably a little elusive. It's not grammatically connected with any part of the sentence. It's a noun and a participle in the genitive case that are completely cut off syntactically or grammatically from the rest of the sentence. That's called a genitive absolute. In Latin, it's an ablative absolute. But notice, and the demon, having been cast out, the dumb man spoke. Ek, ekai, ek plethentos. Now that's a participle in the genitive. Entos. To daimoniou. And having cast out of the demon having been cast out, that's the genitive absolute set apart from the rest of the sentence. And we find some of these in the scriptures, and so it's good to know that, although it's sort of foreign to the English language, isn't it? We don't use this. Remember this in first year Greek, we bumped up into it just a touch, but not too much. Then, of course, these genitives for certain types of verbs, sensation, smell of something, taste of something, emotion, be careful of, forgetful of, desires of, always followed by the genitive. Sharing, partake of, for example, ruling, to have charge of, to get possession of. So these are certain kinds of verbs that we talked about last time, that to touch of something that have a genitive following. Any questions further on the genitive as a case before getting into the ablative? All right, the ablative case of separation, that's the main idea, separation. And notice then the ablative of separation and the paragraph 1 there, page 81, basal significance, having been alienated from the Commonwealth of Israel, tes politeas, from it, just alienated from as to separation, separated from this Commonwealth of Israel, which of course the Gentiles were, Ephesians 2:12. The ablative of source, through the consolation from the scriptures, ton graphon, consolation or comfort from, as to the source of scriptures. We say translation of the scriptures, we might have hope. Isn't that right? Romans 15:4, but it's from them as to source. And then ablative of means, it's not usually used that. That's one of the rare ones. Usually used hupa and other things, but there was great lamentation by all, panton, of all, from all, by all. It's an ablative of means. Means is usually hupa, as it's mentioned in the fine print there. Ablative of comparison. Separation of degree of adjectives, the servant is not greater than, greater to, kuriu, to than his Lord. Greater of his Lord, see? Greater than, it's just an ablative of comparison. Any questions on the ablative of any of those? All right, 83, the dative case. Remember, the dative, instrumental, and locative, instrumental, dative all have the same one. Endings in the same form, but do they have the same usages and meaning? No. So they're different. So we'd use them. The dative of indirect object, I will give you all things panta apodosto soi to you. That's indirect object, regular like in English. The dative of advantage or disadvantage, I determine this for myself, ekena hemato tuta. I determine this, I judge this, hemato, by myself for my own advantage. See? For my own advantage. And the dative of possession, and they had no child, kai uk ein autois technon. There was not to them a child. They did not have a child, therefore it was the dative of possession, to them a child. We had a name of John, or named to him was John, right? To him, it almost like this, not exactly, but it's in the date of a reference. We die with reference to sin. Apethanaman te hamartia. In sin, no. With reference to sin, as far as sin is concerned. And that winds up the brief lesson of Dana and Maddie. We only had about 10 minutes to handle it, but we hope we can, as we move along more smoothly in our translation, and yeah, we'd like to stop and pause. We'll have more time for Dana and Maddie, but I think this gives a picture here at this point. Any comments or questions you have before we have a word of prayer closed? All right, would one of you please lead us in a word of closing prayer?
Father, we thank you again for the privilege to be here to study your word. We thank you, Lord, that you said that you would preserve your word. And thank you for that. Thank you for all the promises and truths in it. Lord, I pray that you continue to burden us to study it, Lord, that we might know you better and might be able to obey you and do things that would be pleasing in your sight. Thank you again for Dr. Wade and him giving up his precious time and of his wife. Good to give her a husband, Lord, and family. And I just pray that Ruth and I might be able to study and you give us understanding mind so we might grasp this, Lord, and put it to good use for thy service. Bless us as we depart in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, doing well. Keep up the good work.